Zakta Helga Mishnah Vaiter, Masech the Saita Perik, Vez Mishnah Vav, Hakel Shav, and everybody would agree. She ain't Masna Ima, that the husband cannot include in the Shvuah through Gilgul Shvuah. In other words, once she's swearing about this Saita situation, you cannot include the following. Loy al Koidim Shetisares. You can't include in the Shvuah that she should swear she was not Mizana before he was Mekadisha when she was totally single, before there was even Kedushin. V'loyal, and he cannot include in the Shvuah that she's swearing that she was not Mizana me'achar shetizgarish, after she was divorced. What does that mean? Let's say, Nistra la'achar, this divorced woman, went into a private place. She was together with another man, then a Tameis, and she became Tamei. V'achakach echzir, and afterwards he takes her back. A man was married to a woman, he divorces her. After the divorce, she's alone with another person, she becomes Tamei. Now he remarries her. Someone can remarry a wife that he divorced as long as he's not a Kayan. And now after he remarries her, he warns her not to be with a certain man, and she doesn't listen. She's alone with him. So now she's a Saita. Lo hayamasneima. He cannot include in the Shvuah and say, when you're swearing about the current Saita situation, I also want you to swear that you were not Metama yourself between the time that I divorced you and remarried you. Why not? How come he can't make her swear about these time periods while she was still in Arusa or between the divorce and his remarrying her? Because Zach, well, this is the rule. Kol sheti boy. Let's say Taka, she became Tommy during those time periods. Let's say she was Taka Mizana as an Arusa or in between her being divorced and remarrying. She doesn't become Asa to her husband. And therefore, Kol sheti boy, whenever she would be with another man, and Valihoisa Sudaloi during that time period, she does not become Asa to her husband, Loha Yamasnima. He cannot include that in the Shvuah. Now, I want you to understand something, but Tanura points this out. If a man divorces a wife, and she marries someone else, even if she gets divorced or becomes an almana, he cannot remarry her. But in this case, she didn't marry someone else. She was just with an Aveira together with someone else. That doesn't answer her from once again remarrying the first husband. And that's why he cannot include in the Shvuah that time period for her to swear as well that she wasn't Mizana in between the divorce and the time that he married her again, because it wouldn't have asked her anyway. And for the same reason, he cannot include in the Shvuah when she was in Arusa, because even if she became Tamei then, it wouldn't ask her to the husband.